acoustic all together, what I've noticed that in this room more than that one, everything is one dynamic level. There is no variation. At least that we can audibly think in just right now here. Okay? So you're gonna have to do a lot more. She just got here. And then well, sorry, and I pulled my gum out and wow. That'll come out in the wash somewhere. But we need more variation of dynamics. It needs to be more loud, more soft. Otherwise, that big chord D on a brown doesn't do anything. It just sits there. And it's not that interesting. It's pretty well tuned. There was one. I really don't know where that went. That's so weird.
You're
going
to have to
unmute
that. All right.
Yeah. It was a joke.
I know. Well, that's why they tell you never chew gum when you're singing. But I have to keep my mouth busy while I'm conducting. It helps my brain think. Huh.
I don't see it, dear.
That is so true. I'm magic. Okay, let's go back to the top. See if we can make more variation in the dynamics.
She just got here, yes.
She just got here. She just got here yesterday.
Think sexy.
Oh, God, yes. Show judges a little something.
So when they when you sing it, they claimed her, they named her. It was for his daughter. So there's a little trivia for you. So that's why there's that part of the song. But we need to give a song that you, we need to give a story to this, right? So you need to think in your own minds who the most beautiful woman you can imagine is, or person that you can imagine is, right? That is coming, walking through, and it's one of those that stop you dead in your tracks. They are sweat out loud gorgeous. Right? They just make you go, whoa. That's what they're talking about. And when they say hot, they're doing in the very first lane, in that very first phrase. If you've ever been to Atlanta, there's a reason why they call it Hot Atlanta. It's hot and it's sweaty there. But they're saying, she's that kind of hot. She's as hot as hot land.
I dare say she gives us the vapors.
Yes. Right? So in that first little section, when you're talking about him, that things are hot here now, they say. Things are hot. Oh, she's hotter than that. So I think you all need to see her. When you're opening up that, you need to get a glimpse of her as you start to sing and have it sweep you away.
So we've heard a lot of different ways to get at that. Whatever works for you.
Yep.
If it's tassels or if it's hot lanta, okay, you've got an image that we've got to create, right?
She just got here yesterday. Things are hot here now, they say. There's a big change in time. And all of the gals are jealous. There's no doubt, still the fellas rave about.
Back because of George Brown. Okay?
Well, Old Town Maid has got a shade of sweet.
No one comes even anywhere close. I need you to be dragged. Or you're not dragged. I need you to be happy and excited about it. They almost beat everyone else's punch. I mean, that's the goal, right? Every guy's going after it. The other one's got to be the victor. Okay?
I know you're sucking this time. We're going
to
go on. Yeah.
Think of trying to keep up with her as she's walking down the street, as you're singing that. And that's the tempo she's walking to. And so you're having to move. Keep up with her.
Go up with G there? Or
sure. Yeah.
Well, no.
Okay. Well. I said I wasn't going to stop, and I did that. My bad. She wants to sing. See you,
Joe. Well.
Well, no county has got a shade of sweet Georgia brown. You left Pete, but also me, that sweet Georgia brown. They all sigh and one eye for sweet Georgia brown. And just why, you know, we don't lie. See, not much. Well. She's not the dead when she lies in town. To check him, why it's a shame how she cools him down. Fellas, she ain't dead. Our fellas, she ain't dead. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia Brown. He'll have all those hips up, horses to sweet Georgia Brown. She has pulled that back and shows with $1 down. Oh, boys, if you're happy.
Well, no doubt it has been. Well.
Well.
Well, no
sister in music in River City, right? Okay, let's go backwards. That's getting better. We lost a little bit of the intensity with the consonants on the T by close at passion toes. That was Bobby again. Okay, so go back to you know that all those tips. One, two, ready, and go.
You know that all those tips are for sex to sweet through the ground. T by close at passion toes with $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hat, oh joy, she's a cat. Who's that sister? Hey, my sister, sweet little Georgia Brown. The best cat in town, my honey sweet, ever loving, sweet Miss Georgia.
And I see you moving to the tempos, but it's like they're just a titch behind you a little bit.
We all know, young love.
Yes.
Okay, that the more you, the more things start to build, the faster the heart rate goes. Same thing has to happen with the song. Okay, we're increasing our heart rate and excitement level, okay, as we sing it. And then it gets to that moment where, hey, my, okay?
Woo!
We're not going any further, okay? But you gotta reach that point, right? Okay? How about we take it from the top again? Let's hear. do a couple run-throughs without stopping. How are we doing adjusting to a new acoustic? Yeah.
What's the movie?
What is the movie? This movie? It's the right stuff. It's the hot stuff, right?
She just got here yesterday.
Jump the gun. I want you to put my nerves at ease so that I can cut that off and not have to even think that that's going to be a thing. Okay? So let's try that. Let's go for the faster section. We're still not getting a nice big tempo all together. One, two, ready, and go!
You know that all those good stuff horses to sweet turn the ground. She might close that fashion shows in $1 down. Oh boy, if you have so joy, she's a cat.
Who's that, Mr. R? Here, we gotta get rid of that R. Who's that, Mr.? Hey, my sister. Okay, we go, Mr. R. And that's the thing before we have the big pause. And you're like, oh, should not have taken a pause right there, right? Okay, we don't want to hear, R. Sweet, my little. Okay, we don't want to do that, okay? Also, if we are going at this faster tempo and we're going to take that big of a pause there, yeah, exactly. So it's oh boy, give your hat, oh joy, she's a cat. Who is that, sister? Take my sister. Okay? All right, if we can do it, we'll do it. Here's Prince Pitch. Quieter. Otherwise, you go, who's that, Mr.? Hey, by the star. Okay, let's not do it that way. Let's go all the way back to, you know, that, all those.
You know that all those gifts of gorgeous and sweet are the ground. She buys both a fan show with $1 down. Oh boy, if you have no joy, she's an ass to transmitter. Take my sister, sweet little sweet little Georgia. Now they say,
F sharp. Okay.
It did not sound like what we were.
That's not where we ended. So, we've really slid a lot. Okay, we've been singing a long time. I've been asking you to do a lot of energy. Okay? We're going to be tired the morning of, too. I'm going to tell you that just right now. But, can't have excuses, and we don't make excuses. We always do a darn best, right? Okay? Let's get a fresh one to eat. Sing the first chord.
She
tones. Again, please.
She.
Still there from the bottom. Where's my patience?
She.
That's how you imagine. Again, listen to the E pitch. Do you have a low E on that one? Sing that bass go.
She.
Again, sing.
She.
Listen and actually blend with one another. It's not a competition against each other. We have to be in unison. Fair tone. Lead. And flat. Nope. Let's do that again. Go up. Here's bases. And center. One more time. Good. The left center. Ready again? Let's do the real process one more time.
She just got here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Things are hot here now, they say.
Good, good. Bases. You'll have to help us out when you go, oh, yeah. That bottom note down there has a tendency to count.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it up there, nice and bright.
Okay, good. I like the first chord much better. Thanks, Dave. You're doing excellent.
She just got here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Things are hot here now, they say.
Golden Oldies. Come on up here. have an extra special department, although you might have your bank, and then they'll probably have to. Oh, well, that's an idea.
Vince, do you want to be up on the stage? You want to take your group up there? Watch your step there, guys. There is steps in the middle.
What you singing for us tonight?
Same thing we always sing.
Only thing I know, but we're not going to sing our
second set. The one we worked on is coming through.
Okay.
I never could carry a tune. Never knew where to start. Then you came along.
Open kimono. You've got to open your soul. You've got to live that moment in your life where somebody left you in the lurch and you're always hoping that she'll come back. You've got to carry that thought. You've got to believe that thought. You've got to live that thought for the entire length of that song. All of the nuance that's written into the lyrics, everything else is only nuance until you bring it to life. Second song, Tassels. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you can't think, it, unless you lived at home during your college years or never went into service, tassels ought to mean something to you. Betsy, the night before you leave to go to a contest is not the night to be making wholesale changes. But it is the night to make wholesale promises that you're going to remember as much as you can. Nobody wants to see you do a better job than the judges. They're aching to write down 100. It's only happened 17 times in the society's history. And all 17 happened internationally. So you've got to go get it. Being on first in the morning, all right, somebody's got to be there. At least you know one thing, when you finish your set, you'll be sitting first in the contest. Now, how much guts have you got to make sure you're hanging on to first at the end of the contest? That's going to be the test. You're not the barrier setter. The barrier's already been set with these judges. They've been through some very intense training. Trust me, it's intense. And they know what a B-plus is. They know what an A-minus is. They know what a C is. And if you come out and you give them a C, they're not going to give you a B-minus just to set a level. They're going to give you what you earned. Make sure from the very beginning, when you get on the stage and you position yourself, that you're thinking nothing but what's the first word. What's the first emotion? How do I get to the end of this song? What do I need to do to make it the best performance I ever did? The VM, when they go on stage, they always say, I want to be the best man in this spot today. That's got to be your attitude. I want to be the best man in this spot today. And I don't care what the rest of them do. If they all score 100 and you score 99, are you going to be upset? I sure won't be. Somebody's got to be 15th, somebody's got to be first. It's the level what you set that's going to measure how well you succeed. And that level is totally in your hands. He's done everything he can do in a short amount of time. You've done most of what you can do in the same amount of time. Now just believe. Just believe. Chorus of old men can sing that ballad and bring people to their knees. Bring people to their knees. You can sing that up tune and be just as believable the other way. If you haven't got that rascally look in your eyes about Sweet Georgia Brown, you miss the whole point of the song. This is not my sister. Hence, there are no rules. Okay? I know that's an improper thing to say in today's society, but that's got to be the prevailing attitude when you're singing that song. This is a hot gal. And she's mine. M-Y-N-E, mine.
I want to share with you something I found online that I think, I'm not going to read all of it, but I highlighted a couple things here. When you're singing on stage, watch your conductor. Enjoy the feeling of being on stage. Look around you and get used to the size of the performing space. And think about how much energy you will need to fill that space. It's a big ballroom. It's going to take more than you've probably ever done in the choir room or even in this small auditorium. Big room. You need to fill it with energy. Now, does that mean go ape bonkers, go over the top and be ludicrous? No, but what it means is you have to involve yourself with a passion, a fire, and a sparkle in your eyes that's going to fill the space. Do you have one more Sweet Georgia in you?
Sure.
Can you? I want you to fill a space.
Don't let the stage dictate how you're going to sing. You sing the stage. Don't let the stage sing you. Mm. So many choruses make the mistake of going out there waiting to hear the first card and go, oh my God, that's not what we rehearsed. Hey, buddy, it's too late then. Go out there knowing what your voice ought to sound like at all times and sing the Jesus out of that thing. You've got it in you to do it. You've done it before. You always rise to the occasion. You'll rise a little higher this time. There's room at the top.
What percentage of time can we actually sing it towards Brenton? Is it actually 100% or 90%? Yeah. Yeah. Only look at
you're singing to the audience through Brenton. Okay? Whatever that means to you, do it. Don't turn your eyes totally away from him so that you become a distraction. but at the same time, don't be so fixed on him that it becomes obvious that it's a technique. Sing to the audience through it.
You can tell when it's late at night, can't you?
Yeah.
All right. But now, it is very early in the morning, okay? Now, you just finished singing When Somebody Loves Me, and we're doing a huge, big change. In your head, I hope you got a picture. I hope it's pasties and tassels if that's what's going to do it, okay?
She just got here yesterday. Things are hot here.
That's going to be your big key, I think.
Thanks, Dave, for being here as well.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, raise your right hand. Okay, I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
I'm going to check my email.
I'm going to check my email.
By Wednesday night.
By Wednesday night.
So that you can understand what are the details of what are we doing on Friday night, how are we raising this. I know, right? Check that email, okay?
If we just acknowledge the reply so he'll know he's not a loop? Or do you not want that responsibility?
Yeah, I'm just going to trust that you're all big boys. Okay, if you don't get something by the end of Wednesday, you're sending me an email on Thursday, right? Okay? I promise that I'm going to get information out there. If you need your tux, that means black shirts. Okay? That means your jacket. That means your pocket square and your blue tie. Tux pants, tux shoes, black socks, right? Then you also need your khakis, your black polo, that you can wear about when we're done. I'm seeing it, Carl.
Are there course issue black shoes, or we just wear comfortable black shoes? Black shoes. You buy your own patent leathers. You guys are checking that stuff.
Yeah, you got them?
I'll look.
I have an extra pair.